بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In Arabia, the Arabs before Islam were in deep state of ignorance and deep state of darkness. Warring tribes living in fights and disputes. Their livelihood centered upon cattle moving from place to place to check for water and rain. Most worshipping idols, eating dead animals, drinking alcoholic beverages, committing illegal relations, burying their daughters alive after birth, severing ties of kinship, the strong prevailing over the weak unjustly, wars and clans, wars erupting because of trivial or even despicable reasons and continue flaring for years. Then afterwards, the night was disappearing and the darkness was, and the darkness began to change and the daybreak came. When Allah the Most High sent the best and the most noble of a humankind as a mercy for mankind, sent al-Rasul al-Kareem, the Honorable Messenger, was-Sadiq, the Truthful One, wal-Ameen, trustworthy, wal-Ra'uf, the Merciful, Clement, towards the believers, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال الله تعالى about him, وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين, in the Quran chapter 21 verse 107. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. And we have sent you not but a mercy for mankind. The messenger of guidance and peace. And the carrier of the banner of Islam. Through him Allah brought people from the darkness of shirk, ascribing partners to him in worship, to the light of tawheed, singling Allah alone in worship. And from the injustice to the justice of Islam. And from the restriction of this worldly life to its vastness and to the complete vastness of the hereafter. Allah stated in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, verses 2 and 3, هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين وآخرين منهم لما يلحقوا بهم وهو العزيز الحكيم. It is who sent among the unlettered ones a messenger from among themselves, reciting to them his verses, purifying them from disbelief and polytheism, and teaching them the book, this Quran, and al-hikmah, the sunnah, and the legal ways. And verily they had been before in manifest error. And he has sent him also to others among them, who have not yet join them, but they will come. And Allah is the Almighty, the All-Wise. The leader of the children of Adam and the best of creation, Allah loved him and chose him and brought him near to him, and he spoke to him and made him the most followed amongst the prophets, and the highest in rank and station amongst them all. And he took the covenant that if he, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would be sent to them, to the prophets, they must follow him and believe in him. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Imran, in chapter 3 in the Quran, chapter 3 verse 81, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُمْ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ قَالَ أَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ إِصْرِي قَالُوا أَقْرَرْنَا قَالَ فَاشْهَدُوا وَأَنَا مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. And remember when Allah took the covenant of the prophet, saying, take whatever I gave you from the book and hikmah, understanding the laws. And afterwards there will come to you a messenger confirming what is with you. You must then believe in him and help him. Allah said, do you agree to it? And will you take up my covenant which I conclude with you? They, the prophet, said, we agree. He said, then bear witness, and I am with you among the witnesses for this. And his news was given as a glad tidings in the revealed scriptures before the Quran. Allah mentioned this in the Quran in chapter 7, verse 157, الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث ويضع عنهم إصرهم والأغلال التي كانت عليهم. Those who follow the messenger, the prophet who can neither read nor write, whom they find written with them in the Torah and in the Injil and the Gospel. He commands them for ma'ruf, for good, and forbids them from munkar, from evil. He allows them as lawful, all good and lawful, and regards things, deeds, beliefs, persons, etc., all that is good, and prohibits them as unlawful, all evil and unlawful, as regards things, deeds and beliefs and persons, foods, etc. He releases them from their heavy burdens and from the fetters, bindings that were upon them. So those who believe in him, honor him, help him, and follow the right or the light, the Quran, which has been sent down with him. It is they who will be successful. It is they who will be successful. It is they who will be successful. And we read also in Surah As-Saff, chapter 61, verse 6. وإذ قال عيسى ابن مريم يا بني إسرائيل إني رسول الله إليكم مصدقا لما بين يدي من التوراة ومبشرا برسول يأتي من بعدي اسمه أحمد. And remember when Isa son of Maryam, son of Mary, said, O children of Israel, I am the messenger of Allah unto you, confirming the Torah which came before me, meaning in its original sense, and giving glad tidings of a messenger to come after me, whose name shall be Ahmad. And Ahmad is one of the names of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when he, Ahmad, meaning Muhammad, came to them with clear proofs, they said, this is plain magic. Allah opened for him his chest and prepared it to accept his legal commands and his pre-decrees. So he became the greatest of mankind to have awe. And the most noble of mankind by his perseverance and by his clemency. He forgave many of those who transgressed against him, and he met the evil with good, and Allah forgave him his past and his future sins and raised him in high remembrance and high honor. No one enters the deen except by the testimony that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, associated, never broken. Singling Allah alone in worship and following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in understanding Islam and applying it. The doors of paradise will not be opened except through his way. Allah linked his name to his name in the calls for adhan, for the prayers. So all over the world these two names are raised, Allah and Muhammad. Singling Allah alone in worship and learning to do the worship and practicing it through the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And no one can be a true believer. until he, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is more beloved to him than himself, than his parents, than his children, than the rest of mankind. He attained on the day of ascension a stage never reached by a human or jinn, nor a jinn, nor an angel. And Allah gave him the station of high praise on the day of resurrection, for which the entire mankind will praise him. And he gave him a station that no one would ever reach except him. The greatest station in paradise is saved for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah honored this ummah, this nation, by him, and therefore particularized it by or with the best of books and the best of legislations, and made it the best of nations. He came to shepherds and turned them by the favor of Allah to leaders. He opened their hearts . No one saw him except that he loved him and respected him. And they called him the trustworthy. A pure prophet and a pure messenger. Allah purified his tongue, so he said in 53 verse 3, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى, nor does he speak of his own desire. And he purified his sight, so he, Allah, said in 53:17, مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَى, مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَى, the sight turned not aside right or left, nor it transgressed beyond the limit. And he purified his chest, so Allah said in Surah Al-Sharh 94 verse 1 in the Quran, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صدرك. Have we not opened your breast for you? And he purified his heart. So he said in the Quran 53:11, مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَأَى, مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَأَى. ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى. The Prophet's heart lied not in seeing what he saw. And he purified his companion. So he said in 53:5, علمه شديد القوى. علمه شديد القوى. He has been taught this Quran by one mighty in power, meaning Jibreel, Gabriel, alayhi salam. And he purified him entirely, totally. Where the greatest testimony came when he said in 68:4, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. He has been taught وَإِنَّكَ, and verily you are on an exalted standard of character. And verily you are on an exalted standard of character. When they inflicted harm upon him, and he left the city of Ta'if, عليه الصلاة والسلام, the angel of the mountains came to him and said, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, if you wish, I could crush them by making the two mountains around them crush over them. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in response, بَلْ أَرْجُوا أَنْ يُخْرِجَ اللَّهُ مِنْ أَصْلَابِهِمْ مَنْ يَعْبُدْهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا يُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. I hope that Allah will bring from their offspring, from their lions, those who would worship Allah alone, ascribing no partners with Him in worship. Subhanallah, Allah is above all imperfection. They denied Him and they hurt Him, and He forgave them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke the truth. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you not except as a mercy to all that exist. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described himself as, verily I am a mercy sent forth, most kind to the weak, greatest in kindness to the poor, his kindness even engulfed the animals. There he is, or there he was, alayhi salatu wa sallam, forbidding anyone to sharpen his knife in front of a sheep brought to be sacrificed, and also for a sheep to be slaughtered in the presence of another one. And he informed of a woman who entered hell because of a cat which she trapped and didn't allow it to eat out, nor she gave it food. The trustworthy concerning the revelation from Allah, the one who created him and chose him. far, it's impossible that evil and the destruction and the terrorism be from the guidance of prophethood and from its etiquettes. In the opening of Mecca, when everyone in Mecca was terrified from the pagans, because they thought that they will be annihilated because of their stance against the Prophet ﷺ and what they did to him from harm before. He, the Messenger ﷺ, the Clement, the Merciful, asked them, مَا تَظُنُّونَ أَنِّي فَاعِلٌ بِكُمْ, what do you think I am about to do with you? They said, خَيْرًا, they said, good, a noble brother and the son of a noble brother. So he said, اللهم اغفر لقومي فإنهم لا يعلمون اذهبوا فأنتم الطلقاء. Oh Allah, forgive my people, for they know not. Go, you are the free ones. He alayhi salatu wasalam was the best of people in character and in nobility and in fearing Allah. He was not disdainful and haughty. He walked the streets with the poor. The girls, the children, take by his hand, would not leave them until he finishes what they need. Go for their needs. He used to visit the families and the tribes and greet their children, visiting their weak ones and their sick ones, attending the funerals. He used to sit on the ground, on the floor, and eat, sitting on the floor. He used to stitch his clothes and clean it and milk the goat and the sheep. He used to serve himself. He used to go to sleep many nights hungry, having no dinner, nothing to eat. And he used to stick the stone on his belly so many times because of hunger. He used to accept the gift but not take the charity. And in battlefield, he was the bravest. They used to shield themselves when they see him at the forefront. And when the cat comes close, he would bring close to it the pot to drink from it. He used to forgive. He forgave that mushrik, that pagan, who took by his sword, by the Prophet's sword, when it was hung on a tree, he took it, and the Prophet ﷺ was laying down, and he pulled it and raised it and told the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام من يمنعك مني, who is to hold you from me and refrain you or refrain me from you. He said Allah. The hand of that pagan froze and the sword fell from his hand. He was most generous of mankind, greatest in his character and his etiquettes and his manners. Everyone who saw him saw in his face nobility and truthfulness. Great people admitted to his noble character and described him as such. Khadija, his wife, when he came trembling after receiving the revelation, he came back to his wife Khadija and said, cover me, cover me. They covered him until he restored security, and he informed her of the incident of the cave when he received the revelation and that he was frightened. His wife tried to soothe him and reassured him, saying, Allah will never disgrace you. You unite uterine relations. You bear the burden of the weak. You help the poor and the needy. You entertain the guests and endure hardships in the path of truthfulness. And she took him to her cousin Waraqa bin Nawfal, who had embraced Christianity in the pre-Islamic period, and he used to write the Hebrew scriptures. He was an old blind man. Khadija said, my cousin listened to your nephew. And Waraqa said, O my nephew, what did you see? And Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him what happened to him. Waraqa replied, this is the Namus, meaning the angel, who is entrusted with the divine revelation that Allah sent to Moses, meaning he is the same who came to you now. I wish I were younger. I wish I could live up to the time when your people would turn you out. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, will they drive me out? Waraqa answered in the affirmative, and he said, anyone who came with something similar to what you have brought was treated with hostility, and if I should be alive till that day, then I would support you strongly. And a few days later, Waraqa died. Not only that, even the jinn knew him. We read in Surah Al-Ahqaf, verse 30, 46, verse 30, ولوا إلى قومهم منذرين قالوا يا قومنا إنا سمعنا كتابا أنزل من بعد موسى مصدقا لما بين يديه يهدي إلى الحق وإلى طريق مستقيم. They said, O our people, verily we have heard a book, this Quran, sent down after Musa, after Moses, confirming what came before it. It guides to the truth and to a straight path, meaning Islam. Buhayra, Rahib, the priest, the monk, knew him while he was young and commanded his uncle to protect him. He knew from his descriptions, the descriptions mentioned in the gospel, that he will be coming. And he commanded his uncle to protect him. Abdullah bin Salam was a Jew, but he knew the truth. He knew that he, Muhammad, is the one coming from Arabia, the prophet to all mankind. So he accepted him when others from the Jews rejected. Similarly, the king of the Romans, Heracles, knew that he was the truth, that Muhammad was the truth, something which the Christians around him denied. So, listen to this conversation which took place between Heracles, the king of the Romans, and one of the leaders of the pagans then, Abu Sufyan, who later accepted Islam. He talked to Abu Sufyan and said, I asked you about his family, and your reply was that he belonged to a very noble family. In fact, all the messengers come from the noble families amongst their respective peoples. I questioned you whether anybody else amongst you claimed such a thing, meaning prophethood, and your reply was in the negative. If the answer had been in the affirmative, I would have thought that this man was following the previous man's statement. Then I asked you whether anyone of his ancestors was a king, and your reply was in the negative. And if it had been in the affirmative, I would have thought that this man wanted to take back his ancestral kingdom. I further asked whether he was ever accused of telling lies before. He said, Then I asked you whether anyone of his ancestors was a king. Your reply was in the negative. And if it had been in the affirmative, I would have thought that this man wanted to take back his ancestral kingdom. I further asked whether he was ever accused of telling lies before he said what he said, and your reply was in the negative. So I wondered how a person who does not tell a lie about others could ever tell a lie about Allah. I then asked you whether the rich people followed him or the poor. You replied that it was the poor who followed him, and in fact these poor always are the followers of the messengers. Then I asked you whether his followers were increasing or decreasing. You replied that they were increasing, and in fact this is the way of true faith, till it is complete in all respects. I further asked you whether there was anybody who, after embracing his religion, became displeased and discarded his religion. Your reply was in the negative, and in fact this is the sign of a true faith, when its delight enters the hearts and mixes with them completely. I asked you whether he had ever betrayed. You replied in the negative, and likewise the messengers never betray. Then I asked you what he ordered you to do. You replied that he ordered you to worship Allah and Allah alone, and not to worship anything along with him, and forbade you to worship idols, and ordered you to pray, to speak the truth, and to be chaste. If what you have said is true, he will very soon occupy this place which is underneath my feet now. And I knew it from the scriptures that he was going to appear, but I did not know that he would be from you. And if I am sure to reach him, I would go immediately to meet him, and if I were to meet with him, I would certainly wash his feet. I would certainly wash his feet. This is our Prophet, whom we love like ourselves, but rather greater, because he said, none of you will truly believe until I become more beloved to him than himself, than his parents, than his children, and the rest of mankind. And when one of the great companions, Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, لَأَنْتَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا نَفْسِي. You are more beloved to me than anything else except myself. فَقَالَ لَا. The Prophet ﷺ responded, no. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ. By the one in whose soul, in whose hand is my soul. حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ نَفْسِكَ. Until I become more beloved to you than yourself. فَقَالَ عُمَرْ فَأَنْتَ الْآنِ. And thus now you are. وَاللَّهِ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ نَفْسِي. More beloved to me than myself. So the Prophet ﷺ said, الْآنَ يَا عُمَرْ. Now, عُمَرْ. Meaning now is the true love. This is the right of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and his is the greatest right after the right of Allah. Through him we were guided to the guidance in this life, and through him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save the believers from hell, believing in him and his message and following him. And therefore his right upon us is to love him and magnify him. Love him and magnify him and follow him. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-A'raf chapter 7 verse 157, فالذين آمنوا به وعزروه ونصروه واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه أولئك هم المفلحون. Those who follow the messenger, the prophet who came neither read nor write, whom they find written with them in the Torah. فالذين آمنوا معه وعزروه ونصروه واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه أولئك هم المفلحون. those who believed in him and magnified him and gave him help and support and followed the light which was brought with him, meaning the Quran, they are the successful ones. So the success is in the one who combines these states of faith and honoring and magnifying him and following him in that which he brought from Allah. And he, as Allah described in Surah Al-Fath 48 verse 9, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا وَمُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ. In order that you, mankind, may believe in Allah and His Messenger, and that you assist and honor Him, and that you glorify praises morning and afternoon. And listen to the discipline for this ummah, for the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what Allah wanted from them in dealing with his prophet because of his status. In Surah Al-Hujurat 49:3, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. إن الذين يغضون أصواتهم عند رسول الله أولئك الذين امتحن الله قلوبهم للتقوى لهم مغفرة وأجر عظيم. Oh, who you believe, raise not your voices above the voice of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, nor speak aloud to him in talk as you speak aloud to one another, lest your deeds may be rendered fruitless while you perceive not. Verily those who lower their voices in the presence of Allah's Messenger, they are the ones whose hearts Allah has tested for piety, and for them is forgiveness and great reward. His rights upon us, the greatest of which is to believe in Him and follow Him and love Him and magnify Him and support Him and holding to His way and defending that, because anyone who intends harm for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam then intends to harm Allah, as Allah the Most High said in Surah Al-Ahzab 33:57, إن الذين يؤذون الله ورسوله لعنهم الله في الدنيا والآخرة وأعد لهم عذابا مهينا. Verily those who annoy Allah and His Messenger, Allah has cursed them in this world and hereafter, and has prepared for them a humiliating torment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took it upon Himself to suffice the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to support him alive or dead. When he said to his Messenger, إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ, verily we have sufficed you from the mocking ones, kept you preserved. You and that which you brought. And this is a promise from Allah to His Messenger. Allah will be sufficient to him in every way of punishment he would inflict upon them. And no one attempted to mock at the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and that which he brought, except that Allah destroyed him. And promised for them severe torment, a humiliating one. And this is a warning of a punishment in the hereafter and in this life as well. When the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام sent a letter to the Kisra of the Persians, the leader of the Persians, and sent another letter to the leader of the Romans, the Caesar of the Romans, and they were not Muslims, of course. That of the Romans honored the letter of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, while the Kisra, the leader of the Persians, torn the letter. Allah torn him and torn his kingdom, while the kingdom of the Roman was preserved. And this is, as one of the greatest scholars of Islam, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, said, this, and Allah knows best, is a manifestation of Allah's statement in the Quran, إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ, in Surah Al-Kawthar 108, إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ. For he who makes you angry, he will be cut off from every good thing in the world and the hereafter. And Allah the Most High will avenge for his messenger from anyone who insults him. قال الله تعالى إن سورة الحجر 15:94-95 فاصدع بما تؤمر وأعرض عن المشركين إنا كفيناك المستهزئين. Therefore proclaim openly that which you are commanded and turn away from the mushriks. Truly we will suffice you against the scoffs, against the scoffers. إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ. Those who make you angry will be cut off. This is the promise of Allah. In the past and during the history of Islam, and enduring battlefields with the disbelievers. Muslims used to surround some of their castles or towns for a month or more, and they would face strong defenses. And they could not penetrate them until the people of these towns or castles began to insult the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Then, right after that, Allah enabled the believers and gave them victory within 1 or 2 days. To the extent that the Muslims used to say, despite our anger against them because of their insult, we used to take that the victory was coming the moment we hear them insulting the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And in cases when Muslims are weak and the insults of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam occur, and if they cannot in any way defend him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will defend him. Because Allah took it as a promise when he said, we will suffice you against these kufrs. Allah says, anyone who takes an enmity, those who are righteous, friends of mine, then he stands at war with me. So what about the one who does this with his prophets? The message of Islam is for the good of mankind, and this great messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sent as a mercy to mankind. And mankind need to reflect therefore on that which benefits them and take by it, and ward off that which is harmful to them and keep away from it. And the greatest good that for people is to return to their Creator and learn that what Muhammad, peace be upon him, alayhi salatu wasalam, brought them is for their own benefit. Because this is the thing which will save them in the hereafter from an endless torment. Anyone with a sound intellect will drop the slavery to desires which they call freedom, and put himself on the path of submission to his creator, which will bring him the true freedom. A freedom, quote unquote, in this life, which ends up as a destruction for man in the hereafter, because of his rejection to the creator Allah and not accepting Islam, then this is an enslavement to desires and lusts. While the true freedom is the one which liberates man from the slavery to lusts and desires and take him to the path of success and endless bliss in the hereafter. This is the true freedom. Otherwise, people will be cheating themselves. At the end of this talk, I ask Allah to make it a benefit for myself and for every listener, believer or unbeliever. And may Allah guide to his path and may Allah the Most High show us the truth and make us followers of it and show us the evil and paths of destruction and save us from them. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to the Lord of all that exist. And may Allah render His Prophet and His message safe from every derogatory thing and from every defect. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.